The gospel reading for last week and this week and next week are readings that come from the end of St. Matthew's gospel before the story of the Passion. And they're readings really that describe the coming of the Lord in judgment. And readings that describe the responsibility that you and I, that disciples have, to render an account of ourselves, to exercise accountability for what we have been given. This parable is often called the parable of the talents. If you look up the word talent in the dictionary, the first meaning has to do with the ability of an individual. But the second meaning of the word has to do with a weight or a measure of precious metal. And it's in the second meaning that originally this story was told. In the time of Jesus, a talent, that measure, was equal to 1,000 grams of silver. So a talent was no small thing. It was, in fact, a very large piece of money. The story has since been used to describe the gifts that human beings receive, the spiritual as well as the temporal gifts that human beings receive. The gifts that come to us by the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of wisdom and understanding and right judgment and knowledge and courage and reverence. Those gifts that come by the gift of baptism and confirmation, those gifts that you and I are endowed with, that we are called to use well for our good and for the good of others and for the glory of God. But there are other gifts. There are the gifts, the aptitudes that you and I have been given by nature. Every single human being has been given talent. Now, the big job is to discover what that talent is, what that gift is. That fundamental gift, that talent that each of us has received, is not freed up by ourselves. What is best in every human being is freed or liberated by the hand of another. It's the way we're made. We're made to be in community with each other. The best that is in the human person emerges out of those relationships. The gift that God has placed in each and every one of us, or the gifts, they're just that. They're the graciousness of God granted to us. Those gifts are to be freed and set alive and worked for our good and the good of our neighbors and for the glory of God. One of the great challenges that adults have is to help young people discover and liberate those gifts. I have a friend who always told his children when they were small, when they were grade school age children, he would say to them, "You are the best. Always remember that you are the best. Not that you do the best, but that the best is in you." He wanted to make sure that his children never lacked for self-esteem, never lacked for an understanding of their own goodness and richness. And even when the child realized after a while that in all areas he didn't excel better than others, he still had about 75% of the assurance that he was the best. And that was enough to take him through life. But it's the hand of others. That's what teachers and parents and significant adults in children's lives do for them. They liberate the best that is in the child, in the young person. There's a story told about a young boy, 5 years old, 6 years old. He lived in a very, very small town. There was only one road in this town, only one street. The schoolhouse was on one end of the road, and this boy and his family lived on the other end of the road. And so every morning he would leave home and he would trundle down that road to school. And every afternoon he would come back along that same road and pass the houses of other townspeople and neighbors as he went home. And as he would go home, more often than not, there would be this old man in the front yard of his house doing some gardening or just sitting there. And this old man took a shine to this young boy, and he would invite him to come into the yard, and he would ask him questions. He would say, "Well, what did you learn today?" The child would talk to him. And then he'd say, "Well, did you ever think about this, or did you ever think about that? Or maybe tomorrow you might want to ask your teacher this question or that question." And he'd engage the child. Not only engage the child, but engage the child's imagination. Now, when that child became an adult and reflecting upon his life, he said of this gentleman, "At that time, I believed that this person was the wisest person in all of the world." Now, about 12 or 14 years after that experience, this young man, this young adult, wanted to enter the university. And in those days, there were no SAT exams. If you wanted to enter the university, you went on a given day, and there was a written exam, and all those who wanted entrance, they sat for that exam. He wanted to enter Oxford. And so on a given day, he came with hundreds of other young people to sit for the exam. And the exam was not a multiple choice exam. It was not a fill-in-the-blank exam. The exam was an essay. Everyone had to write an essay. And then those essays would be graded, and depending on the grade would be your class rank. First in the class, second in the class, third in the class. That particular year, the topic for the essay was the first miracle recorded in St. John's Gospel, the story of the wedding feast at Cana. It took 4 hours to do the exam, and at the end of the 4 hours, the papers were passed in. And this young boy became this young man. He won. He was number one. His essay was the best. And his essay comprised only one page. And in fact, it comprised only one sentence. And in fact, it comprised only 4 words. Jesus looked. Water blushed. That young man was Oliver Goldsmith. And he said in reflection, that old man unlocked in my soul the life of a poet. Talent and gift is meant to be discovered and used. You and I will stand accountable to God for the gifts we have received. The day will come when each of us will stand before the face of the living God and we will be asked a question. What did you do with what I gave you? And no one can answer that for me. I have to answer that for myself. And no excuses will be accepted. I can't say, well, the other guy got more than I did, and so I couldn't do very much. What did you do with what I gave you? To be able to draw out of another that gift and to make it come alive allows that other person to live the richness of life, to use the gifts granted for self and neighbor and for the glory of God, and to be able to come to the fulfillment of what it is that God has called us to be. We pray today that the gifts that each of us have received may be used well. But we also pray that we may have the opportunity and the courage, particularly to help the young, to discover and bring alive the gift that God has placed within them.